It says, Nedova Taso Isai. Means if you have a Balmum, you're supposed to make it from Nedova. Rashi said, Nedova Taso Isai Le Balmum Le Dume Kotche Bedeka Bayis. To Le Mizbeach Le Yevshalak Ruvay. But the Mizbeach, he can't bring it. So you see, the Pasuk says, Le Sitnu Mehem. So Nedova Taso Isai Ze Kotche Bedeka Bayis. Now the Gemara says, V'yein Liyel on Nedova. Only as in Nedova you should give it to the Bedeka Bayis. Neder minayin, if you do it through neder, Rashi says, Shemom, the person says, Harei Yalai, Pehemel Adme Bedek Abayis, Shemitzvah Lahavish Balmum, you have to be Mafish Balmum. Talmudem, the person says, Luneder. So we dash now the word Luneder, going back before, Nedova Tasoi, say, even through an Eifun of a Neder also. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilu Kotchim Mizbech, even a Kotchim Mizbech also, you're allowed to do this. You can be Makta Shabal Mum for a Nedova, for a Bedeka, for Mizbech. So Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, the Neda, no Yerotza, it says, no Yerotza, that a Bal Mum, you should not be brought for a Kudushim Kotchim Mizbech. So, Zer Kotchim Mizbech, and that'll be Makta Shabal Mum for Kotchim Mizbech. The aim of Yellow Neder, maybe the Israel only applied to do a Batarasa Neder. But Nedov, I mean, I heard of say, if you give a Baal Mum for Nedov or for Kotchim Mizbeach, how do you know you're over Lav? Tam Lem, the Pesach says Nedov. So the Kitzur with Darshan, the Neder and Nedov goes on both ways. That a Baal Mum is supposed to be brought for Bedek Abayis. Both ways, either through a Neder or through a Nedov. But if you bring it for Kotchim Mizbeach, there's a Lav, whether it's a Neder, whether it's a Nedov. Now, Rebbe says, Lo Yirotza, the Pesach says Lo Yirotza means Batsoyes Gufa Kosim Medaber, that you can't bring a Baal Mum for Korban. For the more Hamatana Kamas, the same thing the Tanakama says also, that you can't bring a Baal Mum for Korban. So more says, my love isn't the Machlekes Bokim Iflugi. Tanakama says, Afilu Waktish Shalad Meina Sochem Namiloki. Even if you Maktish the Baal Mum, just for the Domim of it, the value of it, but since you want the God to go to Nesochem, which is something that Seilam Mizbech or Overlav, Rebbe Sava no, that so is Gufa Loki. When you get a Malkus, you Maktish the Baal Mum, only to be Maktish it itself. Avol B'demei Nesochem Loki. But if you only Maktish the Baal Mum for the purpose of its money, even though you wanted some money to go on the Mizbeach, that wouldn't bother us. Shema Amina. But that's Taka Machlekes, and therefore it's a good writing to Rava. That this Lav, not to be Maktish the Baal Mum, not only is to bring the Baal Mum itself for Korban, but even if you plan to sell it, to bring the Domin. But the dumb most you plan to use on the Mizbeach, that's also part of the love. Samar says, V'yelo oisoi lomli. What do we do at the end of the passage? It says, Nedova taso oisoi. What do we do with the word oisoi? What do we need it for? Samar said, like the Tanya, like we learned. The passage says, Nedova taso oisoi. It means a bamum, you should make it from Nedova, means to the Bedek Abayis. So it says, Nedova taso oisoi. So we darshin oisoi tas in Nedova. This means a bamum. You're supposed to be makdish for the bedek abayis to make it for nedava, but via to oise tomim nedava the bedek abayis. But there's an isra I say if you make a behemoth tam for the bedek abayis that we had before, you're supposed to be makdish it for the mizbeach, not for the bedek abayis. That's a diik oisei, but via to oise tomim nedava the bedek abayis. So mikano from here we said over and we learned. That ha-magdish t'mim l'bedek abayis. If somebody has a behemoth that's a tam, and he's magdish for the purpose of the bedek abayis, he's over b'riyasei, he's over nisarasei, from this posik tassel oisei. We mean, how do we know to say apel oisei? How do we know to say he's even over an essay, he's also over a lav also? The Rashi says, over b'riyasei, yoho essay. There mean a viyat to magdish t'mim dahaino lava bo mechlal essay, which is an essay. How do we know to say you over a lav also? The Pesach says, and the more said it says, V'yadavra Hashem HaMoshe Leimer. It says, V'yadavra Hashem HaMoshe Leimer, Salimer ala parasha Rashi Balav, Divri Reb Yudah, that there's so parasha about a Baal Mum, there's a Lav involved also. So, Omalei Rebbe Lepar Kapora, my Mashma, how do we know to say there's a Lav here? The Pesach just says, V'yadavra Hashem HaMoshe Leimer. How do we know to say there's a Lav involved? So Malay said back to Sid, the Pasuk says, Leymar, Vidavar Shem Moshe Leymar. Leymar means to say, Loi Nemar Bidvorim. There's a lav said about these words. There's a lav if you makdish your tmimim to the bedik habayis. Now, by Rav Amru, the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said over that should be loy omar, like Rashi says, kloymar, hochi omar kodesh baruch hu, lav emol lehem li Yisrael, tell over lav to them, the lav iko hocha, the avri hach parasha evrim b'lav. So the Devashim Moshe leymor, leymor means to say, like loy, leymor means loy omar, tell them that there's a lav in this parasha. The other one says, itma, we learned, Hamala every bali mumun lagabi mizbeach. If somebody burns the murim, the evorim, or the pieces of meat from a behema or bal mum on the mizbeach, evrim Rashi says means hanasochim kemishpat elihad, like the loch of a korban erlo, that you cut the pieces of meat into pieces, and now you put the meat to burn, to put the pieces on top of the mizbeach. So Omar Rav says oivim mishrim bal taktiru kuloi. You have like two lavs. You're burning all of it, and you're also burning part of it. So, Omer Abaye, Abaye said back, no, ain't loikin, a lav shabaklalis. No, you don't get two malkas in. You don't get a lav, and a lav shabaklalis. So Rashi says it means a lav shabaklalis, the haktoras kulay. If you burn all the meat of the animal, or mitzosa, if you burn part of the meat, mechad lav nafkas from one lav. Plus it says, V'ishe loititnu mehem. Could appreciate Leah, mehem means even part of it. Avo lekuloi, ikalav. The chol chad v'chad, the hektish nafkid mikol asher baimum. Let's like rivu. But all the rest of the lav, and each one is separately. Like we had before, if you makdish to baimum, mikol asher baimum, let's like rivu. The shinu liyeh, let's like dishu. V'ashchit, if you shech to baimum, let's like rivu. Elo Hashem, the Gabi Veras Hashav Zrika. Yeah, now Zrika, Lesak Riba, the Gabi Mephakosis. Vaye, look at the cover by that. The Gabi says you don't get Malkus. Over here, Rashi says it means a Loikin Tarti come. You don't get two Malkus in if you burn like all the meat of the animal. As if to say you're over the lava of Kuloi and the lava of Mixasi also. That not, you don't get two lavs. Vachadika, but there is one Malkus. That just two you did not get, but one lav you do get. So Mer says, Meisra, I have a question on you, Abaya. We have before the Brisa that says, Hamakdish Bali Mum Lagabi Mizbeach. If someone is Makdish Behemoth, it's a Bal Mum to the Mizbeach, not to the Bedek Abayas, but to the Mizbeach. So Eivim Mishum Chamisha Shem Siyova. Five lavim. So if you used to the abaya, it's a kasha and abaya. If not for these two lavim of mixasi and kula, you don't have five. There it says you're over five, so mashmi, you get two, twice malchus. So the Gemara says, Om Rabaya, Abaya says back, no, begavri katani, this price, it does not mean at one shot. It means at different cases, different times, different people. Like Rashi says, begavri katani means, the lav bochi askinon. The Avdinu Atavaya Loki Trey, not if one person does both, he gets twice Malkasin. Elamili Milikatoni. Shemikta Kuloi. Oybe Mishram Baltak Piru Kuloi. If you burn the whole thing, one person gets Malkas for that. Oy Yemodim Acha Maktim says somebody else burns only part of it, he also gets Malkas for that. But if one person does both, and Echlamid only gets one time Malkas and not twice. See, the Brisa just means to say there are cases that there are five lavs, but not with the same person. That's called Amar Abaya Begavri Katani. So what's the question? E Begavri. Oiver, if you're talking about two different people, like, so what's the Lashon of Oiver? It should have said Oiver Miboyle. They're Oiver. What's the Lashon of Maktish Bamul Gabriel Zbeach? Oiver, match with that one person. It should have said Lashon of Rabin. Oiver Miboyle. El Rabbi Gemara says, Pshita Bechad Gavru. We're talking about one person right now. When the Kura Tiyutu de Abaya Tekashan Abaya, here it's match with the one person when he burns the whole Tehemer on the Mizbeach. He'll get twice the Malkasin, one for Mixas and one for Kuloi. So Mer says back, no. Om Rabbaya, Abayis lances back and says, Apik haktoras Mixasai, do not learn that you get Malkas for burning part of it. Since you're getting Malkas for burning the whole thing, there's no Malkas for burning part of it. So where's the fifth law then? For Yari Kabbalah Saddam, put into it Kabbalah Saddam, that there's not love for being Mekabal the Dam on a Behemoth's Bamum. So more is the question, Kabbalah Saddam, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Islay, the Tanakama Leslay, Smashma, that's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's Chiddish, but the Tanakama does not hold from this. So how could you put into the Tanakama that the fifth Malkus is for Kabbalah Saddam, Sakash, Echlam, it's a little bit Kash, according to Abaya. Lishtachwin, another lesson is, like this the question was, For me, this sefer of Yosef Yehudi, Reisha Rabbonim. So Mashma, the Rabbonim do not hold from Kabbalah's Dam is a love. If so, again, Tiyufta Dabai, Tiyufta, according to this Loshin, it's not Stam Akasha, but it's a Tiyufta, that means there's no answer. When the Gemara Stam says Loshin of Akasha, means there's a question, we don't have the answer right now, but it could be there is an answer. Loshin of a Tiyufta is a stronger Loshin. Now the Mishnah says, HaKahanim Memirin B'Shalahem, means a korban that a kohen brings by himself, his own private korban. So he's allowed to take his own behemoth chul next to it and say zutachazu. He can make tmur on his own korban, and the Yisrael memirin b'shalhem, and the Yisrael can make tmur on his own korban also. But the chiddush is ein akahanim memirin loy bechatis loy biyoshim. A kohen cannot make tmur on a behemoth chatis or an oshim that a Yisrael is bringing. Rashi says it means shenosam loy Yisrael sheakriven loy. If a Yisrael gives his korban chatas to a kohen to bring for him, so it's not called the kohen's korban, and therefore the kohen is not the owner. He cannot make tamura. And b'loy b'bechor, not by a bechor either, there's no din tamura. So Rashi says it means shenosam lo Yisrael. If a Yisrael gives his bechor to a kohen, still the kohen cannot make tamura. We'll have to understand why not. The kohen, once he gives it to a kohen, it's his. Why can't he make tamura on it? Reb Yechonin ben Nuri, Mifnei Ma'im Amirim Abachor, he asked us for a question. No, Amr Rabbi Yechonin ben Uri, Mifnei Ma'im Amirim Abachor, why not? If a Yisrael gives his Bechor to a Kayin, why can't the Kayin make Tamur on it? It belongs to him, it's his, he should be able to make Tamur, he holds. Amr Rabbi Kiba says back, Chattis for Yosham Matan Lakayin. What's the reason why a Kayin cannot make Tamur on a Yisrael's Chattis or Yisrael's Oshim? Because it's only called the Matan Lakayin. It's not really his. His soul, Bechor, is also Matan l'Kayin. A Bechor is also one of the Matnas Chuna we give to a Kayin. His soul, Bekiva, says, Ma Chattis V'yoshim. A Mamirim Boi, just like by Korban Chattis and Anoshim, the Kayin cannot make Tamura on it. Af Bechor, A Mamirim Boi. The same way a Kayin cannot make Tamura on a Bechor that was given to him. That's what Bekiva is sworn, it's one of Tanakama. On this again, Omer Reb Yechonin ben Uri, no. Ma Loi, what does one do with the other like, or else? Mali, imenu imam meimir bechatas v'yoshim. Like, what does that have to do with this? The fact that he cannot make tamura nechatas v'yoshim. You know why? Shein tchia ben bechayehen. Because they don't know it. They don't have a schus in it. It's called the Yisrael's chatas. It's the Yisrael's oshim. And the kohen is only a shliach, like to bring it, but it's not the kohen's yet. The kohen is only zeicher. He has to zrik his dam. He's only zeicher from the meat later. But when the behemoth is alive, he has nothing in it yet. It's not his. But to yom of a bechor, ma'ashenkein a bechor, shezochin loy b'chayev, that's the loch, it's a matnes kuna, that the Yisrael has to give his bechor to a kohen. And if he gives it to me when the animal's alive, it's called the kohen's now, the kohen owns it. So why shouldn't he be able to make tamura? So Amalei Rekiva, Kiva says back, v'aloi kva nema, the pasuk already says, v'or yehu usmeros yi akadish. In the parasha of tamura it says, v'or yehu usmeros in a tamura yi akadish. Rashi says, Makish had Tamura lahaktish. We're making Tamura that Hekdish is still Hekdish Atzmai. Heichin Kedusha Chala, where is the Kedusha Chala something? Al Hekdish Bebeis Bailim in the owner's house. Is that Tamura, the same thing goes on Tamura, Loitichol Elo Bebeis Bailim, it only goes in the house of the Bailim. Av Bebeis Koin, Rashi says, Loichala Garm is not Chal completely. Hilkach Ein Koyim Meimu Bebechor. A kohen cannot be meimer on a bechor. Av Yisrael l'mehema boy nitfas b'kedusha. For Yisrael, when it's still in his house, makes tamura on a bechor. It's chal kedusha on the tamura. Shrei b'rishusai tola kedusha on a bechor. Chal kedusha on a bechor. Because in his rishus and the Yisrael's rishus, that's where the kedusha was chal on the bechor. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Again, so that's what the Mishnah is saying right now. The Mishnah ends off and says, Halak Farnam, the Apostle says, Behoye who, Usmerosi Yekodish. Mean to say, Heichen Kedusha Chala, where is the Kedusha Chala upon the Beim on this Bechor? The Beis Habailim. As soon as the animal is born, it goes out of Merechem, Tete Rechem, it's Chad Kedusha's Bechor on it. And so that's the Apostle telling us, Av Tamura Bebeis Bailim, who I did the Tamura Zoni Chal, Bebeis Bailim. That's Rabbi Kiva's svar. That's Pshat in the Tanakama. That a kohen cannot make tamura on a bechor. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosam learnt over there a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni that bechor moichrin oisoi tam chai or bamum chai. or b'chor, you're allowed to sell it when it's alive, even though it's a tam, you're allowed to sell it. Or b'amum, even though the b'chor became a b'amum, you can sell it chai when it's alive. Or else for shochet, you can sell it even after you made a shechita on it. Or ma'akdishin b'yisha, the churim would say the koyin is allowed to be mekadesh nisha with it. And once the koyin gets the b'chor, it's his, he can marry his wife with it. Rashi says, "Moichin rosei tomim chai." Hashter mashma bein b'schur havmin it was bein b'zman hamigdash bein b'zman azer v'ochi mashma in beis hamigdash kaiyim when the beis hamigdash was kaiyim moichin noisa koyin the koyin one koyin gets sold to another koyin chai and v'yoyis the koyin the second koyin will be akrivenu avu shochet loy but once you shechted the b'chor then you can't sell it to be zoyin kotshimu to sell it labur chai to sell it. So that's the Avamina right now. That this Brice is the Mishnah is talking about whether the Bizman based Hamikdash or Shleim Bizman based Hamikdash. Again, that the Kohen is allowed to sell his Bechor when it's of Tam Chai, or Ba'amum Chai Veshochet, or Ma'akdish Vayisha. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachum and Omer Rabba Baravua, Loishonu one with this learned, Ela Bizman Azeh. He learns, no, only Bizman Azeh could do this. Since the Kohen has a schus in it right now, Bizman Azeh. As the behemoth is chai, there's no mitzvah to bring us for korban today. Therefore, Siddur the Kohen has a schus in it. Rashi says, Loshanu, the Kohen yochel umorcha chai. When could the Kohen sell a b'chor when it's still alive? If it's a tam, only bizman is there. It's not oimid fa krova. That's called he has schir in Rashi Mechayim. The zan is there nami. Heavy abchoros lakanim. And all he has to do is wait till it comes to Balmum and then he could eat it. But he doesn't have to give it away to the Mizbeach, so therefore the Kohen could sell it. The Mora says, Hoyo v'yesh l'kohen shutfes boy. Avo b'zman she b'es emigdish kain, b'zman he had a b'es emigdish. Kivon de tam, liak rovo hu de koi, since the b'em is tam is omit v'ak rovo, the cloud then would be, ein moich renoisoi tomim chai, you're not allowed to sell it once a tam chai. A Kohen cannot sell it. The Rashi says, the less l'kohen t'chia b'gavayu. Elo, may haktorah say ru beilich, only after he makes haktorah, then it becomes him. But before that, since the baim is over the fakrova, he can't sell it. Ace, they robbed Rav Nachman. Rav has a question to Rav Nachman. It says a locha, moich renoisoi, tomim chai, the kohen could sell the baim when it's a tam chai. Now, the dik is chai when it's alive, yes, but shochet loy, not after it has a shchit, he can't sell it. Amos, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Bizman Hazem, talking about Bizman Hazem, Miyika Tam Shochet, is there any time of a case of a Tam Shochet, or Tam he can't shech today, or Tam is Kedushas, I'm in Fak Rava, and since there's no base of Mikdash today, you can't bring it. The locker is you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. But since it says, Diyikov, that you could only sell it Chai, but Mashma not Shochet, so Mashma Lepshita, Bizman Shah Base of Mikdash, we're talking about Bizman and Base of Mikdash, we're talking about. It says also that even Bizman Beis Semitish says clearly you're allowed to sell it when the animal's alive, when the Bechor's alive. So where you see, not like Rav Nachman, that even Bizman Beis Semitish, the Kohen has a Tzchi in the Bechor and he can sell it to another Kohen when the animal's still alive. So where is the Lord? It's not the Pshat. The Olam I tell you Bizman Azeh, we're talking about Bizman Azeh, not Bizman Beis Semitish. And only Bizman is there, since it's not aimed to be makrif for korban, that's why Bizman is there, it's called the Kohen as a schus, even in the Bechor Tam. So the Diga is like this, Mika Torah does the Brisa say, the Mishnah says, Moichrin Oisai Tamim Chai, in Shochet Loi, who told you to make that Diak? That means that you're allowed to sell it when it's a Chai, but you're not allowed to sell it when it's a Shochet, that's not the Diak. But rather, Hol Gufo Slashmina comes to teach us the Kiddush by itself. That bizman azeh now, nami merch nasa tam chai, that's the dik. That bizman azeh, you light a sell a tam when it's chai, and ech nami, there's no mitzias today of a shochet, because you can't shech the bechor tam today. The Mishnah means to say that bizman azeh, you're the kind of lot of shech, a lot of sell of bechor tam, even though it's alive, even though you can't use it right now, but since you don't have to give it away for a korban, you just have to wait till it becomes a bamum. That's called the kohen as chia begavei, and the kohen could sell it. That's what Rav Nachman Amar Rabu was saying. We're only talking about bizman azeh, but bizman beis hamikdash. He didn't have a chia begavei, and then you.